Thank you so much. This is our last opportunity to learn together in this forum before Pesach. I want to take a look at another one of the mitzvahs of Pesach and to see this comments of the Sefer HaChinuch. And what's interesting about this mitzvah, what actually launches the Sefer HaChinuch into a very, very broad topic, ironically, is that this mitzvah appears to be very narrow. Now, we'll take a look at Mitzvah Tazayin, the 16th mitzvah. You see up on the screen, but let's back up for a moment, actually. And let's put this mitzvah into context. Mm-hmm. Here's a table of contents of the Sefer HaChinuch. I think we've looked at this together in the past. Sefer HaChinuch arranges the mitzvahs al Seder HaParshis, and of the 613 mitzvahs, only three of them are in Sefer Bereishis. One in Bereishis, one in Lech Lecha, one in Vayishlach, Puruvu, Mila, and Gidon Asha. And suddenly, an explosion of mitzvahs come Parshas Bo. Not shocking, because after all, the focus of Sefer Bereishis is Agada rather than Halacha. Few mitzvahs appear in Sefer Bereishis. And the same is true for Shmos and Va'era. But then we come to Parshas Bo, the beginning with the 12th parak. We began the 12th parak this past Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh. We can continue the 12th parak, the first day of Pesach, with Mishchu K'chulachem. All of a sudden, as Yetzias Mitzrayim grows closer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to convey mitzvahs through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. We looked last week at the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and then a whole host of mitzvahs about Pesach in particular, and about Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in general. That's why you have a 20 mitzvahs in Parshas Bo. Last week we looked at Mitzvah Dalet, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and then from Hey, Mitzvah Hey and on, one mitzvah after another relating to Pesach. The mitzvah of Shechti the Karim Pesach and eating the Karim Pesach and how to make sure to eat it properly and to roast it and not to cook it, not to leave over any of the Karim Pesach meat until the next morning. It expires when you reach the next morning. Karim Pesach is meant for the night of the Seder only. And then the mitzvah of Matzah, and not to own chametz, and not to eat chametz, and then the psukim go back to continuing to talk about Karban Pesach, who may eat the Karban Pesach, who may not eat the Karban Pesach. Mitzvah Yudalid is that Karban Pesach is meant to be eaten by Jews only. Mitzvah Tezvav is not to take the Karban Pesach outside the location where it's being eaten. It's meant to be eaten on location. And finally, let's come to focus on Mitzvah Tes Zayin, mitzvah 16, the mitzvah, yet another detail of the Karban Pesach, shelo lishbar etzah min ha-pesach, that a Jew is not permitted to break any of the bones of the Karban Pesach. You broil the Karban Pesach is nishchat on Erev Pesach afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash. A Jew brings it back to wherever he's, his home or wherever he's staying in Yerushalayim, because the Karban Pesach, like all other katshe kalim, all other lower-level karbanos can be eaten throughout the city of Yerushalayim. Brings back the Karban Pesach, you begin to broil it. This year, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so if we'll be zochet to bring Karban Pesach this year, there still is time, and we will not begin the broiling until after Shabbos is over, Leil HaSeder. In a typical year, Erev Pesach is not Shabbos, so you're ready, you bring it back to where you're staying in Yerushalayim, you begin to broil the Karban Pesach in the afternoon, and it becomes the halachic centerpiece of the Leil HaSeder. We think about, you know, the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Magid, is centered around matzah and maror. Ideally, it's centered around Pesach, matzah and maror. That's what the Rambam describes in the closing chapter of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches, where he puts together all the pieces and gives you a sense of how the Seder is supposed to flow. He says, here's how it flows. And then here, half of the Zman Hazeh, we don't have a Karban Pesach. So this is the ideal halachic centerpiece of the Leil HaSeder, the Karban Pesach. And here we come to a detail, what seems like a very small detail. Yeah, you broil this Karban Pesach, and you near the end of the Seder, near the end of Shulchan Aruch, you give out the meat. Different opinions, and we show them exactly when you eat the Karban Pesach. We're eating, consuming the chabur is eating Karban Pesach together, make sure you don't break any bones. Shelo lishbar etzem mikol atzmos haPesach. Make sure not to break any of the bones of the Karban Pesach. Shene'emar pasuk in Chumash. Here you go in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Mevav. Ve'etzem lo sish b'ro. A Jew is not permitted to break any of the bones of the Karban Pesach. And it's worth noting that it could sometimes be a bit of a challenge because the Karban Pesach is meant to be a very young animal. The Torah says a Karban Pesach has to be less than a year old. A sheep or a goat, a small animal, and less than a year old. And this is around the season when the sheep and goats are giving birth. So you may well have a very, very young animal, a very, very young kid, as a Karban Pesach. So you got to be careful to handle it gently, not to break in the bones. And some sugis and masachas psachim, but those who are learning Daf Yomi may have seen it recently. What do you do in certain scenarios? Half of the limb of the Karban Pesach was chutz lachomas. You have to cut off the meat. Be very, very careful. A lot of detail about making sure not to break any bones. And it's a pasuk that's based on this pasuk in the Chumash, a law in the Torah. What's it all about? So the Sefer Chinuch writes, "Lezecher nisei Mitzrayim, kemosha kasavnu b'achiros." This is meant to remind us of the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, as I wrote in the other mitzvahs. He's been talking. And again, we saw mitzvah hey, from mitzvah hey through mitzvah tazayin. Since mitzvah hey, he's been discussing the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, and one after another, he keeps telling us, keeps reviewing, that the sharoshei ha-mitzvah are to remember the nisim of Mitzrayim. That's why we shech the Karban Pesach, that's why we eat the Karban Pesach, that's why we eat matzah, that's why we avoid chametz, and so on and so forth, all to help us remember Yitzias, the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And specifically, he says, v'gamze geza min ha-shorosh ha-niska. And this is also a branch of that root. If the root idea, the shoresh, is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is part of a particular branch of that root, which he already raised in the previous mitzvah. When he had spoken of the previous mitzvah, Tezvav, was the mitzvah Slosa, say, the prohibition against removing the Karban Pesach from the place where it's being eaten. And why is that? So he already wrote here, mitzvah Tezvav, Na'aseinu b'nei chorin v'adonim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us, we became free people. We became spiritual aristocrats. Not political aristocrats. We don't lord it over others. We became spiritual aristocrats, spiritual noblemen. Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. We have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're supposed to act in regal fashion. This is what the Sefer Chinuch writes in the previous mitzvah. That's why you eat it with your chabur, you don't take it outside. He says, that's low class. You're going to walk around with food outside. What is this? You eat in the formal dining room. You eat in regal fashion. You eat in aristocratic fashion. Kederach malchei eretz. So the same Sefer Chinuch writes here as well. This detail also fits into that angle. Don't break the bones of the Karban Pesach. Why she'en kavod levnei melachim v'yotzei eretz legarer ha'atzamos l'shabrim kaklavim. It doesn't befit princes. It doesn't befit yotzei eretz, a fascinating term. Those who give advisors to the world. Maybe that's meant to reflect the role that Jews are supposed to play as being or lagayim, to be an inspiration to humanity. So, and that's what's regal about us, because we carry the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we seek to share the message of Baruch Hu with the world. You're going to legarer ha'atzamos. You start scraping the bones, breaking them like dogs. Lo ye'os la'asos kacha. Kim la'ni ha'am ha're'evim. He says, you have someone who nebach, never eats meat. And then he finally has a chance to have a piece of meat. He's gnawing at it, he may break the bones. Yeah, if someone's eating meat in aristocratic fashion, you eat calmly, with dignity, not without breaking any bones. Al kain, b'tchilas bo'enu li'os gulas kol ha'amim amlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh. The very beginning of the process that inducted us into being a nation of Kohanim, a holy people. And that was Yitzias Mitzrayim. You'll notice right here, Sefer Chinuch is indicating that Yitzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of a process that led ultimately to Matan Torah. Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, to be a segula, that's the language as he quotes. Perek Yutes Pasuk Vav, that's from Parshas Yisro. The Sefer Chinuch is making the point which the Ramban alludes to as well in his Perish on Parshas Emor, that Pesach and Shavuos is one larger picture. Ramban writes, I think we mentioned this several weeks ago, Ramban speaks about Sfiras HaOmer as a sort of Chol HaMoed, so to speak, that connects Pesach and Shavuos to one larger Yom Tov. And the idea is that that the political freedom which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim at Pesach wasn't the end of the story. That was a means to an end. The political chayrus was meant to enable us to come to the spiritual chayrus of Matan Torah. So he says the very beginning of this journey, the beginning of our coming into Bima Malachat Kodim V'Gai Kadosh, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the inception of that process, and every year we cycle back to the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ra'oi lanu la'asos ma'asim ha'mar'im banu ha'ma'ala ha'gedola, sha'alina ba'ba'os ha'shah. It's appropriate that the first Pesach, when we were beginning this process, this trail that would lead us to Matan Torah and to Mamlechat Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and every year when we come back to Pesach, we should act in a way that affirmatively demonstrates the dignity of that we achieved, and the level that we achieved, that we began to achieve at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Umitoch ha'masev ha'dimayon sha'anachnu osim, and through acting in this way, through actions that reflect this idea, nikabah b'nafsho seinu hadavar li'olam. Through acting it out, we're going to instill it within ourselves in a durable, lasting way. The idea is very nice, but if it remains merely an idea, here today, gone tomorrow. He says, we'll act it out, it'll become part of us in a more permanent way. Nikbal benav shoseinu hadav li'ol. And then he says, this is a very, very famous passage in the Sefer HaChinuch. As I mentioned before, he's about to launch into a topic that speaks to the whole system of halacha in general, ironically launched by the apparent hyper-specificity of this din. Seems like such a narrow, specific, don't break the bones of the Karban Pesach. Why? So that we could reinforce this idea. And he says, Al tachshuv b'ni l'spos al dvarai. My son, he writes the introduction that he wrote this for his son, his son's friends, so they have something to do productively on a Shabbos afternoon. So he says, my son, don't think that you know better. And don't think you're going to tell me, Lami Tzavel Son Hashem Yisbarach, Lassus Kaleila, Zichron Osanez. So many mitzvahs to remember that one nace. My son, you might say, Alo Bizikaron Echad Yala Davar Machashavtenu. We need one mitzvah to remember. We need so many mitzvahs. And this is already the 12th mitzvah in a series, and we're not even done with those mitzvahs that remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the rest of the mitzvahs, a parasha's bow, and the balance of the parasha also. Both mitzvahs on Pesach, like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as well as mitzvahs that can take place throughout the year. Pinyan Ben, Pinyan Petach Hamor, Tefillin, and so forth. To half of Tefillin, two of the four parashas appear at the end of parasha's bow. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it says, my darling son, you think you're going to ask me, who needs so many? The only is one. One mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do I need? 19, 20 mitzvahs. We're already up to number 12. It says, Daki lo mei chachma tispasein el zev. That's your question. That's not really a wise question. That's not rooted in a deep appreciation of human nature. U'machsheves hanar yasiach haladar b'kein. You're speaking like a teenager, he says. You think you know so much? There's knowledge, but there isn't deep wisdom. He says, listen carefully. Let me teach you something, you young whippersnapper. Listen carefully. This seemingly very specific din is going to give us the opportunity to learn something lahoil that will be useful in understanding Torah mitzvahs in general. So dak yadam nifal kefi pu'ulosav. He makes a point that he returns to again and again later in the sefer. This is the first major treatment of this idea. He says you have to know something very important about human psychology, human nature. People are impacted by their actions. The libo v'chol machshavosav tamid achar ma'asav. In other words, my pnimius, what's going on inside, my heart, my mind, my thoughts, my attitudes, my feelings, my perspectives, all of my pnimius, all of the inner landscape of a Jew, it's shaped very powerfully by my external, outward behaviors. My ma'asim shape my lev and my machshava. They may be good ma'asim, they may be bad ma'asim, im tov v'im ra. And he says, they will have, therefore, either a good or a bad impact on my inside. He says, a rasha gamur. I feel a rasha gamur bilavavo. Someone is profoundly evil. Wow. Chol yetzer machshav libo rak kol yom. He dreams all day of the evil that he can do. And not the type of person we'd want to meet in a dark alley. Im ya'areru chov yasim mishtad lusov isko b'hasmada b'tarv mitzvahs. If ya'areru chov, if his spirit awakens temporarily. Now, we all are get inspired sometimes. But if here this fellow is so steeped in evil, and something happens, he has an encounter that shakes him up, an idea he comes across, a book he reads, sees something, whatever it is. He's inspired, his spirit is inspired, and then Ya'ara Rucho leads to Yasim Hishtadluso, V'aska, Bahasmada, the Torah Mitzvahs. That if he takes an inspiration and then invests work, Hishtadlus, action, activity, Bahasmada, if that inspiration feeds into and translates into ongoing, continuous activity, good activity, but Torah mitzvahs. Even if it's not of pure intent, ulterior motivation. You know, Tosis writes in one place. There's shalol lishma and there's shalol lishma. You know, sometimes the shalol lishma is malignant and nefarious. You know, Tosis says a Jew wants to learn Torah in order to use his learning to embarrass others, that's a very, very negative shalol shema. But we're talking about a harmless, benign shalol shema. A fellow does mitzvahs because he wants people to notice him. He wants his name up on the plaque. He does mitzvahs, he learns Torah because he wants the prize. Because he wants the appreciation. A benign shalol shema, he's not doing it for religious purposes. He's doing it in a self-centered way, but in a benignly self-centered way. So it says in Sefer Chinuch, if you're engaged, even if the motivation is shalol l'shem shamayim, but if the action is consistent and repeated, it's hishtadlus ve'esek, meaning there's real engagement, real energy being put in, and it's behasmada, not just he's inspired, he does something good once and then goes back to not doing. But if it's ongoing, continual, even if the motivation is not pure, but if the chitzonius are there, if the external action is there energetically and repeatedly, miyad yinotel atov, it will have a definite impact in turning him in a better direction. And mitoch shalol lishma balishma, part of the turning in a better direction, part of his insides changing, part of his pnimius changing, is that over time, his motivation will shift from being entirely shalol shema. There'll be a growing element of lishma. Uvekoach ma'asav yamis hayetzara. Through repeated actions, he can kill off, he can eliminate yetzara. Ki acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachin halvavos. I think it's the most famous phrasing of it. Acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachin halvavos. The hearts are drawn after actions. And he says, There's a seamier side to this as well. It can go in the other direction. Let's talk about someone who starts in a better place. The guy is a total tzaddik. Levavo yasher v'tamim. His heart is pure. His heart is straight. A man of integrity. Wholesome person. Chafetz b'torah v'mitzvahs. He loves learning. Loves mitzvah. You notice the word chafetz. He desires it. These are all descriptions of his pinimius. All descriptions of his inside. Of his internal attitudes and desires and dreams and thoughts. So inside everything is great. But if someone is pure on the inside, b'yasok tami v'dvarim shel dofi, he gets involved in constant activity, constant active involvement in negative things, in hollow negative things. Now, the Sefer Chinuch trying to imagine, like, what would that look like? How is it Tzadik Gomer suddenly get pulled into Chet? Sometimes people make one bad decision and try something out, and it's tempting, and it draws people in, particularly if someone has an addictive personality. And the Sefer Chinuch, you know, give the difference, charts a different scenario. Ki'ilu Tamar Derech Mashal. For instance, Hechricho HaMelech, Umino Bum Nisra. The king drafts him for some job, which is a very, very negative job, very, very spiritually negative elements to it. He's really busy only with that negative, deleterious, evil job. You notice that he's already given us a sense of what the solution is. The solution is, make sure that a part of your day is full of Dvarim Tovim. He says, if you really... The MS, if it's really the case, and now this fellow totally changed his behaviors, he's involved in a spiritually negative enterprise all day long. Yashuv lizman minas manim itzidkas liba lios rosh hagamor. Initially, it's evil actions, but pure insides. Over time, the evil actions will translate into a rotten core as well. Once again, he rephrased it. Yadua adavar v'emes shekol adam nifal kafi pulosav. Because we all know it's true. It's real. People are shaped. People are impacted. People are inspired by their actions. Kemo sha'amarno. So he says to his son, you need to recognize this is an aspect of human nature. You may think you're so smart, he says to his son, that, you know, I feel a certain way inside, I have certain dreams, I have certain ideals within, and they aren't going to change. And whatever I do, it's not going to impact who I am inside. I'm a good person inside, and that remains the case no matter what I do. Sefer Chinuch says, that's nice in theory, but that's not accurate. That's not an accurate understanding of human psychology. Yadua and emes. You know, it's the two terms he just used, the two adjectives he just used. Yadua hadar v'emes. It is well known and it is true. It is real. The reality, it's a nice pipe dream that I could be consistently engaged in bad behavior and maintain purity of intent and thought within. But the facts of the matter are that kol adam nifal kafi pulosav. The repeated action impacts our insights, our chitzonius impacts are pinimius. The alkein amar chacham, and then he turns to a gemara in Makkos, a somewhat mysterious gemara in Makkos. Ratzah kadosh baruch hu, ratzah hamakom, different girsos, lezakos es Yisrael, lefikach hirbem tar mitzvos. Ribbono shel wanted to be mezake us. That's why he gave us many, many, many mitzvos, which is curious. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have zechuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to win, so he should have just given us a handful of mitzvahs, and we'll specialize. We'll do a really good job at those mitzvahs. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvahs, such a diverse array of mitzvahs? It's hard to understand the causal connection, the logical flow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have zechuyos, so he gives us many different mitzvahs. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to purify us. L'zakos es Yisrael. He wants to mizakech us. K'dei lahaspis ben kol machashav oseinu. V'lios ben kol es asakenu. Le'itiv lanu b'achriseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be immersed in good things. Immersed in mitzvahs. So that our minds are entirely grabbed by good actions. L'haspis ben kal machshav aseinu. He wants our asek. He wants us to be constantly busy with dvarim tovim, with mitzvahs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs that cover every aspect of the human condition. There are mitzvahs about food. There are mitzvahs about clothing. The mitzvahs have to do with how we relate to other people. Mitzvahs have to do with when we're by ourselves. Mitzvahs have to do with how we speak. Mitzvahs have to do with how we walk. Everything. And it over time shapes us in so many different ways. Okay, and gives us, as his focus here, is that there's always a mitzvah to be done. There's so, if there were only a handful of mitzvahs, so you could do those mitzvahs plenty, but there'll be plenty of parts of our lives, plenty of times in our day and in our year when there are no mitzvahs to be done. Rabbi Moshe wanted to give us the opportunity to be constantly busy with good things. That's why he gave us such a broad and deep array of mitzvahs. We could always be busy with Dvarim Tovim. So there's always an opportunity to positively leverage Adam Nifal Kafi Pulosov, to positively leverage Acharei Pulos Meshachem Avavos, because there are so many Pulos Tovos to choose from. Through good actions, we are shaped and inspired to be good people. V'zochim la'achayad, to be thereby zoche to chayal mabam. And he says that's what Chazal mean in the fourth parak of Menachos when they say kol mi sheyesh lo mezuzah befischo tzitzis bevigdo tefillin berosho move dechlosh lo yecheta. Someone who has a mezuzah on his door, he has tzitzis on his clothes, he's tefillin upon his head, he promised that he will not sin. What does that mean? People have bechir chavshas. Everyone has free will. I could, and we know of plenty of people who have mezuzah up on the door and wear tzitzis and tefillin. They still do chatan. That's why he moved tachlosha yechta. Says the same bechir. No, this is what it means. Lefisha elu mitzvahs tamidios v'nifal b'hem tamid. These are mitzvahs that apply all the time. So if you're constantly engaged in these mitzvahs, everyone has bechir chavshas. Everyone has free will. You can make your own decisions. But naturally, being involved in mitzvahs on a regular basis shapes me over time. Things will arc well. And he says to his son, L'chein ata. And he says to all of us, let's make this idea personal. This idea of achareha pu'ulos nimshachna alavos. He's going to make it personal, and then he's going to bring it back home to the Leil HaSeder. L'chein atar re'e gamre, take a close look. Ma malachtecha v'eskecha. What line of work do you have? What are you busy with? It doesn't have to be an occupation that earns money. What are you busy with? You're busy with learning, busy with helping people, busy with what? What am I busy? Let me look at my calendar. What fills my day? You will be pulled after your activities. Don't dream that you will pull your activities. When you set your calendar, and when you set your agenda of activities, you're also thereby, indirectly, shaping your mind and heart. Understand that your activities, the main Bechira Chavshas comes in terms of choosing what to do. Once you choose what to do, that will shape the Pnimius. It's going to be a lot harder to change the insides if the outsides are not in the right place. And he says, don't let your Yetzirah tell you, I'll have Tichacha Yitzchak Halom. Don't let the Yetzirah promise you, nah, Acharei Hayos Libi Shalim V'tam Emunas Elokim. I am so firmly rooted in Emuna. So whole, so perfect, so innocent. What's a big deal if I get involved in baser pleasures that most people enjoy? Bishvakim v'rachavos, go out on town, enjoy the nightlife, go to a club. What's the big deal? So I'll go to a bar. Izvas, I'm a good person inside. L'hislot seitzim, matleitzim, to spend time with cynics. L'dabar tzachas. These are not things which you have to bring a carbon. No chi of karis in going to a bar. Hello, gam li levav kemoheim. I have a heart the same way they have a heart. I have a mind the same way they have a mind. The fellow may say, katni ava mimasneim. My pinky is my little pinky is wider than their hips. That's a very ancient Hebrew idiom. It means, I'm a person of a great measure. I'm much more significant than my pinky has more ideas than them. I'm a person of great weight. So don't let your Yetzirah tell you. Don't let your Yetzirah whisper in your ear. Oh, you're such a well-rooted person. Yeah, you can go clubbing occasionally. Hang out with the wrong crowd. It's not going to impact. Maduim shechuni heim achareihem. You might say, why would they pull me after them? He says, Albany, my son, back off. Hisham ipneim. Be careful. He says, plenty of people have gone down their route and it hasn't gone well. Rabim shasim itoch ha-kos tarei lasam. Va'ata es nafshecha tatzil. Don't imbibe that spiritual poison. And then he says, finally, after developing this notion of acharei ha-pulos nimshachan ha-levavos, adam nifal kafi pulosav, the repeated action shapes character and shapes attitude and shapes belief. And after applying that idea to looking in the mirror and asking, how do I spend my time? Where and what are my actions? And then he says, now we understand mitzvahs in general, he had said before. There's so many mitzvahs that a person, Jew, could always be involved in Dvarim Tovim and constantly moving the needle forward in terms of his pnimius. Because it's not a question of doing it one good action. It's a question of ongoing, continual good action. And he says, that also explains the mitzvahs of Pesach. Acharei da'at chazeh, with this we close. Acharei da'at chazeh, once you know this, once you appreciate this concept, al yakshe alecha me'ata ribuy ha-mitzvahs be'inyin zichiras nisei mitzrayim. It's no longer so shocking that there's a abundance of mitzvahs that are meant to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim and meant to remind us of particular sub-themes like B'nai Melachim. Why? Sheim Amud Gadol B'Torah Seinu. They are a major pillar of our Torah. They refers to Nisei Mitzrayim. The Nisim of Mitzrayim are a major pillar of our faith and our outlook. And as a result, there are many mitzvahs that relate to Nisim Mitzrayim. Ki birvos asakenu b'hem, the more we're involved, the more actions we perform, the more our behavior intertwines with Nisim Mitzrayim, nispa el hadavar. That will, if we do it often enough, it'll inspire us within. Kemo sha'amarnu. So that's why there's such a wealth of mitzvahs. And Pesach is supposed to be, it's a night of so many mitzvahs. They quote from the Gemara, an astronomical number of mitzvahs they identify that one can fulfill the Seder. It's a night of so many mitzvahs. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, ultimately, the focus, the end result, the destination of all those mitzvahs is right here. The destination of all those mitzvahs is right here. If I have the opportunity to fulfill those mitzvahs together with other people, that's an amazing bonus. Maybe I do, and maybe I don't. But the ultimate destination of those mitzvahs is in my lev and my heart. The more involved I am in constant esek, zed b'hasmada, constant ongoing esek in Torah and mitzvahs, the more I shape who I am within. I both say, achakashav esamech, Shitake bizocha to geula, at the very least, geula atzmas, to be geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the gift of being geula ourselves, growing into who we can become, and we should be zocha to see geula shleim and mehira.
Amen.
Chag kosher v'sameach.
Amen.
Thank you so much.